affirmative. I will move to item number four, approval of the agenda for today, October 12th, 2021. All in favor of approval of the minute, or the, sorry, the agenda? Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. For approval. We'll move to item number five, informational items. We do not have a representative from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. We don't see a representative from Metro. We can receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. Have anything? Sports are going. We've had three football games. They've won. If we were in a regular league schedule, they would have won one league game so far. And volleyball tonight won their first league game. So they're kind of rolling through the end of this month. We'll have a little bit of a hiatus in November, and then we'll start up basketball in December.
Brian, I have something to add.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there, we need drivers. Sandy Valley. So if you hear anybody needs a job or would like to help the school, we sure could use you.
Yep, have a CDO?
Yes, you do.
They will help you get that.
Yes, and they pay for it. 2 weeks training, free. You get the CDLs paid for, the training's paid for. Put you right to work. You get benefits right away.
Yeah, you don't even have to have a high school diploma anymore. Yep. They made it pretty simple right now.
Transportation department?
Yes.
All right,
thank you. We'll
receive a report
from Clark County Parks and Rec. They're doing some touch-up painting, and that's about it. Do we have a representative from Valley Electric? Nothing. They will receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
Yes.
Oh.
From Valley Electric.
Oh, sorry.
No, okay.
Do you have a report for or any informational items?
This is the first time.
This is my first meeting, so I don't really think so.
Okay.
Welcome.
Yes, it's great to have you. I will receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
Okie dokie. So, Family Dollar is still moving along. They, as we know, that area up there has drainage issues. They've been working through their drainage things. They got signed off for one of their last drainage corrections this week, or last week. So hopefully that's one of the very last steps before they can start building, get their permits and start building.
Megan?
So, yes?
I talked to the guy that's in charge of doing the construction, and he said that they're looking to get dirt so that they can build the ground up, and they're going to be starting.
So the gas station, I did not get an update from them today. I'm sorry, my day went a little haywire. I usually check in at the last minute so we can get the most recent information, and I didn't get an update. So I apologize for that. I think this is old. Recent flooding and road maintenance. We talked about that last month. We talked about a couple of commissioners. So construction on the 15 is finally about done. Those of us that got pulled over by NHP, because they didn't understand the markings.
This is from last month.
Yeah, it's from last month. So, okay. And then some other updates that, yeah, this is, we got, I'll just talk. I met with some of the local young men this afternoon. I've been talking to Commissioner Jones about the desire for a skate park, and we are gonna try to make that happen. I met with the boys this afternoon, the young men this afternoon, and we walked the area there. I'm very impressed with how mature they're being. Yes? So we walked the trail. We walked the trail. They showed me where their ideal spot would be and where their second ideal spot would be. I gave them a few examples of other skate parks so they can look at what options are available. So they're going to put together a plan, and I'm going to present that to parks, and we'll see what we can do. So it's fun to get to do these fun things for the community. So that's good. I think that's all I have right now. Yes. Yes.
Today, after living here 8 years this month, I saw my first bighorn sheep.
Oh.
Almost hit it by inches, and that was at 11:30 today at mile marker 8.
Okay.
So, and that was coming right around the corner, and I went, but I was so happy to see him. But I didn't hit him. But it gave me the thought about the motorcyclists and people coming over the hill. And we don't have the silhouette thing saying we got bighorn sheep in the past. So can we get those on both sides?
I will find out.
Because I know they're up there, but I thought they were like three of the mortal creatures. And I went, oh my God. So yeah, it was lovely. But
I saw two of them. They were huge.
Yeah. This one, this guy was, my car would have been totaled if I'd have been just a couple seconds
faster. I've seen
them
4 times. It's always in the middle of the day.
Wow, yeah. I had no idea. Okay, so yeah, let's see about silhouettes for especially motorcycle riders.
Unfortunately, I don't know that those would even help because they are so camouflaged. Like, if you look away for a second, you don't even see them. So,
I saw the other one on the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
We did have one of those signs at one point through there. Okay. And I think when they went through and started doing some of that road work, that was taken down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And never
replaced.
So never
I was thinking, like, right where it starts to go down, like, around 8 and 12 or something.
Cool.
But anyhow, that was
question. And Public Works has been out here the past couple weeks working on stuff. And there has been some surveying on Jade. I can't say for sure that anything's going to happen there, but there's been surveying done, so they're working on something. And tonight, coming up, we'll talk about our trail, my deluxe map that we have up there. So any other questions for me? Yes. Get what?
I
don't know that that's at the speed they're going. I don't think the mirror is going to help. I mean, anybody going around those curves, I think that speed is. I'm not a motorcycle rider, so I don't know. But
did they make 161 a bicycle?
No. No. There's no bicycle lane on there. I know I see bicyclists on there. It would be not my choice to ride on there. There's no shoulder. But people choose to ride on there. That's they're taking their own.
Well, they've had like tournaments, like tours come through there. I came up one more early morning, and for whatever reason, the cars that were supporting them decided to park on the shoulder on the hill.
Yeah.
And we almost darn near hit one.
It was nothing official because anything like that would have to come through the county. They would work through special events through NDOT and, NHP and us, or no, NDOT and us. So it must just be a group of people doing it, not anything official where it's a race or an organized event. So I know it may be somebody said, let's all get our friends together and go. It's as far as that much organization, but it's nothing like a sanctioned event or else they would have worked.
Get out of the middle of the road. And they're like, we have the right to be here. You don't have the right to block both sides of this road. You need to move your vehicles. Most people, I have been past going up that hill because people are crazy. Mm-hmm. If one of the people had went around me, they could have killed 10 people standing right there.
I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, I guess if you see them, you can ask, are they part of a group? Because maybe it's the same group that comes out all the time. I don't know. But the problem is, I don't know who they are, so I can't reach out to them to not do it again. You know, I mean, so I know Commissioner Jones is an avid cyclist. Maybe he could put it out on his, I'll suggest that to him, put it out on his social media.
When they were the other couple, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, they were far in that night, darn near clipped one. Because when you're coming up over the hill and you come down, you don't expect someone, trying to, they were parked on the, in the shoulder, and another car was coming and they were crowding my lane, so it was almost.
So you're talking about 161. Were you on 161 or Sandy Valley Road?
I was on the top of the pass.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at the pass too, but they were coming when I passed them, and then later on when I went down 161, they were coming up 161.
Yeah, but Debbie has a point. Call Metro. That's, because that is a hazard. I mean, it's a hazard as much as.
The reason I'm bringing this up is that if it's sanctioned, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, that's not true. If it was something that was an organized event, like when they do filming, when they do filming on that road on 161 in Good Springs, then they have to go through us to get a filming permit. So if it's something like that, an organized event, I look at those all the time out in Red Rock or Mount Charleston. They have running events and stuff all the time. So if it were something official, like an official event, they would go through us, and I would be able to say that's not a good idea. But they don't. But none of these have. So it must just be maybe a cycling club that says, let's all go ride this.
That's what it kind of
right. That's so. So yeah, they don't need a permit or anything.
So.
They had like the, I don't know if you ever watched cycling event on TV. They had cycling clothes.
They all wear the same.
They had numbers on them.
Yeah.
I've seen it right here on the zigzag. They come bicycle. With trucks following them.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
They're for events. What they do is they either do sprints or they do the long, 20-something mile events. So they go and practice. And I guess this is a good place to practice because there's not a lot of traffic.
Yes.
Well, there is a lot of traffic because you moved up behind him and there will be 15 cars behind me.
Right.
And you can't pass it because that's too dangerous. And there will be 30 of them in a row. And
okay, so if you see them, please pay attention. I haven't seen this myself. I'd have no problem pulling over and saying, hey, I'm the liaison. You need to talk to me. But if you see a name on the vehicle, sometimes the chase vehicles or the support vehicles will have a name on it. Any kind of information you can get, then I can follow up with that club or with that group or find them on Facebook or something like that. But not knowing who they are, I mean, that makes it so hard. Probably not. Because I'm sure it's just some person part of the club that's their car. I mean, I don't think they own.
Yeah,
well,
sorry.
Well, I think Metro would laugh at me if I asked them to chase them down instead of like murders. But, okay. Okay, well, let's try this other route first.
You do have to keep one other thing in mind. A bicycle does have the right to that entire lane if they choose to use it as much as a car does. As long as they're moving. If they stop moving, they are required to get the hell off the road.
Right. So, right. And so, I think, like I said, Commissioner Jones is a cyclist and does compete. So he'll know all the rules. So I'll talk to him about it. First of all, see if you can see a name, anything, a website, something, a logo, even a logo, I could probably find something. Call Metro. If they're around, chances are if they're riding out here, they're going to be for a while. And then they're going to have to go back and it's going to be a while. So even if it takes, even if Metro's not in the area, chances are they're going to get back here. They're going to get out here in time. So call Metro. And then we'll see what we can do. Well, and that's what's happened in the Red Rock on 159. There's been multiple cyclists killed because they're on the road. So in case you guys didn't know, we are building, it's called a Legacy Trail, and it's going to be an off-highway, off-road, not off-road, but off of the road bike trail that's going to go all the way through Red Rock from Summerlin to Blue Diamond Road.
That's
so
awesome.
It's very exciting. It's probably like a $90 million project. It's so exciting. And so I'll let you all know when it comes up. It's in your same district. It's in District F. But it's very cool, and it's going to help with things like this. It's going to have places for people to go. So very cool. I think going up to Mountain Springs that way. Probably more. Okay. Anything else? Any other problems I can't solve for you? Unfortunately. So Republic Services, I guess there was a screw up on Saturday with the dump day. Thursday. Tony Cincotta has left Republic. Got a better offer. I don't know who's in charge now. I don't know who my go-to person is now. And I hope they're as great as Tony. So I don't really have someone I could reach out to even fix that. So the guy I have isn't in that department. And I don't know what happened. I was getting calls from one of the delivery drivers. And he was on his way to Mountain Springs because that's what his paperwork said. So I don't know if there was a screw-up because we had had dumpsters in Mountain Springs last weekend. I don't know what happened, but I guess everybody was nice. Suzanne said everybody was nice, and at least the weather was nice. So
that
hopefully,
was a big blast.
I know.
Came out right at 11:45. That's when everybody would have lost their patience after being there since 8:00.
So I hope that doesn't happen again. I'm going to be figuring out who my new contact is to take care of stuff like that. So. Right, I know. That's my contact for everything.
Yes,
so,
I know. So whoever you hear
from. Yeah. So, and the people in Good Springs at the last Good Springs meeting said thank you for having that dumpster there because they appreciate it. So I think that's it.
Okay.
Anything else for me?
All right, we do not have any items for planning and zoning today, so we'll move to item number 7, general business. Our first one under general business. Public input and finalize requests for the next fiscal year budget. This is for possible action.
Okay, so we've had a little bit of a clerical error, so we already did
okay.
That.
All right.
So
we'll move on to our second item, which is to review the map and determine priority list for sections of future Quartz Avenue multi-use trail for possible action.
So this is where we go to my beautiful map. Like I said, I had a little mix-up today, so I printed a map. It's not big enough for y'all. This is Quartz. So in case you haven't been here to know what we're talking about, one of the things we have asked for is a trail along Quartz so that people can roller skate and ride their bikes and have a paved lane, just like our Legacy Trail, so they don't have to be on the road and, you know, kicking up dirt and all that stuff. So. We talked last month, Dennis Siegerberg, the director of Public Works, was here, and he said, let's prioritize sections. So, down, this is Cree. I can't read it from there. This is Cree, which is where Idlesburg is. And I know, like, kids aren't going to the bar, but the snack shack is there. So,
yes.
You know, they could be going there. then we have Hopi, which goes up to the school, and that's where the Family Dollar is going. Then we have Mohawk with the post office, Mohican with the store. I know you guys all know this, but I'm just so you can see it. So all along here, there's plenty of room for the trail, and it's relatively flat on the south side of the road. When we get down to Artesia, it's where, I don't know if you guys have ever looked at the map out here, it's a bunch of little teeny lots. And there's not dedication here. So this is going to be a maybe right now. And if you're interested, you can come look at the map. This is BLM here as we get to the park. So we're going to have to ask for right of way from BLM. So we can't do this right now.
department probably want the most. We can't do right now. So my suggestion is going to be to go from the store to Eilsburg.
Yes.
Would be the priority. Does anybody else have any input?
Is there something wrong with the other side of the road as far as...
There's not enough room.
Okay.
And if you want to come up and look at the map afterwards, you can see. So right of way is like... So right of way, so imagine this is one edge of the road, right of way, and this is the other edge of the right of way. Sorry, these markers aren't great. The road is really only like this much. This is all gravel.
There's three more right there. Three more markers.
Okay, they weren't any good. So the right-of-way is really this wide. We're only using this much for the road. In a lot of places, this is in here. The edge is like here, and then this is all gravel. Because the road's not in the middle. It's left to the side. So most of Quartz, the bigger chunk is on the south side. Yes, the north side would be better, but there's not enough. So the south side is it's mixed. That's where it's going to be.
If it was on the across the street from Artesia and down on the other side, is that part?
This is clear? BLM also.
That's also BLM. Yeah. Okay, never
mind. So we're going to have to ask for it anyway.
Is there any chance for it to go up, Hopi, to the school?
We can ask. I don't know if there's excess right of way there. But it's not part of this request, but we can ask.
Is it the kids were to ride their bicycles? That's where they would be.
Yeah, so that definitely something we could ask for in the future. I think the idea is that Quartz moves a lot faster. There's a lot more traffic, so this will be our priority for now. And this is a big get for us. This is a big thing that we're getting. So we'll start with this. So unless there's any objection, I'm going to suggest.
Hopi to Miami.
From the store.
That's Miami.
No.
On the other side of the store. It's Miami.
Miami's over there.
Miami's further down. Mohican is right next to the store. So I'm going to say from
Mojave,
across the store to Cree. So I think it is Mojave.
Yeah.
Actually, Megan, could it go down further even though there's not? Where does the problem start?
Down at Artesia, past Colo.
So can we come down as far as we can there?
I will ask. I don't know. He said sections. So it's I thought let's get to the most usable part for right now. But if he says we can do everything that's available, we'll do everything that's available.
Okay. Does the street kind of jog there?
It does
Artesia?
Slightly. It jogs just like a little
one
bit.
One lane width.
No, it goes the other way. And
that's the other way.
It's probably because of this location issue.
Was the What prompted the Quartz to do it?
Because this is to connect all of our businesses and uses.
Because I was going to say, the majority of the kids people that I know ride bicycles come down the zigzag road, really.
Well, the discussion came out of people riding, just like we talked about, along the road, kids on skateboards on the road. But there's an alternative. They can't go anywhere else if they're on wheels. So that's where the discussion came from. Yeah.
So would this trail be open for four-wheelers as well?
It's a multi-use trail, and I believe, yes, and that was one of the discussion points was because when four-wheelers go, they kick up the rocks. So and I know there's some trade-offs there because then you might have roller skates on the same thing as a four-wheeler. I will have to see how it's going to be striped. I'm not sure how. We'll have to look at how it's done in other communities.
You just have to share the road.
Well, you have to share, yeah.
What about Colo?
Well, what?
Colo?
Right now, we're only doing Quartz.
No, I know, but if you can't go straight that way, the kids can go up that way with zigzag.
Right. Well, oh, yeah, there's alternatives, yeah.
There is a question mark between Artesia and Colo anyway,
because
of that.
Yeah, because of this weird
And come up and look at it after the meeting, you guys. It's a little weird, old. If you've ever seen the map of Good Springs, it's all these little tiny lots. It's very strange. So that's a question mark. There may be enough right of way there, but there may not be.
What's the time?
On the other side of the street, because of the way the street jogs, mm-hmm. you have a wider right of way on the northern side of the road.
Slightly.
Slightly.
It kind of evens out that jog.
Maybe we can put a crosswalk right there where that jog is and solve the problem.
We'll see. If that's a possibility, then the jog it seems like more in person than on the map. It's
further down past Colo.
Yeah.
So it's nearly, almost nearly.
So it's not even in the question mark there. It's past.
So time frame, I don't know. I know Dennis said, you know, the sooner we got him information, the sooner he could work on it. And I'm pretty sure his words were, this is easy to do. I'm pretty sure that's what he said last month. Because it doesn't require curb and gutter. It doesn't require, you know, digging out and putting in. So I will go to him. I will send this recommendation to him tomorrow. And hopefully he'll get back to us with an answer.
How wide was it expected to be?
How wide? I think 12 feet.
Oh,
I think 10 or 12. Yes. What we're talking about right now is just Cree, which is down by Idle Spurs, to Mahatma. Dennis Cedarbrook was here last month, and he said, we can't do the whole thing because there's some issues with dedication and not having the right to be able to do it. So he said to give him the priority.
Okay, so primarily we're adding a multi-purpose, whatever that is.
Trail.
We're adding it.
Where I think it would serve the most good right now.
For the people that frequent the commercial area.
Well, I see a lot of people along the road going back and forth. So I don't know that it's for the commercial area. It's where people go back and forth the most.
It's where people go back and forth. But I thought this trail was supposed to be more of a, you know, safety thing to get people off the road. Mm-hmm. Basically, the kids, the bicycles, the skateboards.
Right.
Kind of stuff.
Right. The part you missed is
we
can't do this part.
The bicycles and the skateboards really don't care about the Idle Spurs and all that stuff in between there. They need someplace to get to from the family use areas like the park.
Right.
You know, if they can get from the park and the community center to the school cutoff or something,
right.
That would be safe.
You missed the beginning part.
Yeah,
we can't do this right now.
Part,
we don't have right of way here. Well, it's BLM. We just don't have the right of way to do it. So we will ask for it. But that's why he was saying, instead of waiting for this, instead of making us wait until they get BLM, which can be a little while, he said, what's the part we can do? So that's what we're doing.
I just don't know if it really serves a purpose for the community. It serves a purpose for the people that are going to be frequenting that area, and that's going to be mostly commercial. That's going to include the ATVs, you know, people going back and forth between there. And there's already roads there to get them there. There's a paved road there to get you from the store to the bar to the post office. So I don't understand why there's another road going just for that. It's waiting until we get the part that's safer for the kids and the families.
I would walk. I mean, that would be, I wouldn't walk now because it's a mess and I'm walking in dirt. But
right.
There's a trail.
I see kids walking on there all the time. I see them pushing bicycles because it's not safe to ride them on the street.
I've had the roller skaters or the skateboarders going right down boards, down the middle of the road. This would
right.
at least get them off.
And I think once the Family Dollar opens, I think that will be attractive for the kids to go to,
yes.
too. So.
The Idle Spurs does have a
snack
shack, and
yeah.
it's only another 400 yards.
I wasn't planning to go to the Idle Spurs. That's just the label.
Right.
You know, if it were just a bar, I would have stopped.
It's the course of where it's going to end up is really at Hopi, which would be towards the school. The other 300 or 400 feet is just a bonus.
Yeah. The one I think of is I see a lady that walks her little dogs along there, and that always worries me that she has her dogs along the road.
Well, I've seen people with the school.
There's a guy that jogs
up
and down the zigzag through there every day.
Yeah. So
you get some people that come up there with the
super walkable community because we're so spread out, at least part of it could be walkable. We could, you know, when it's nice out, it would be more attractive to walk.
Plus, there's people that will go into the airport area and walk on the runway or skateboard or ride bikes, and they always have to find them. They're going to hurry up and drive out there and tell them to go. But if they have another place, maybe that'll help.
Yeah, and it's somewhere for them to do.
Yeah.
Go walk over and look at that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the map's up here if you're interested. I didn't put it on the agenda. Oh, just remember the other thing we need to talk about. It is on the agenda. I don't think I put, did I put for possible action?
Yes.
So we can do a motion, if you want to do a motion to do Cree to Mojave or whatever you want it to be.
Well, you're asking up by all the way up to Cree is a good thing because I'm always worried that my grandkids that need the park here to go to the Iowa Spurs up there to the snack shack. And the first thing out of my mouth is, don't let me catch you on that road. So most of the time I come to the park, I pick them up, I take them down there to get for food and bring them back because I have seen people almost hit these kids on the skateboards and their bikes.
Yep.
So I myself would appreciate them going all the way up to the
airport. And in the dark too, that yes. I almost hit somebody in the dark because you can't see them.
Yeah. So, can't build them.
Are you going to be asking permission to make it the whole way first, though? I mean, either way, or are we saying, let's just go this far only?
The whole distance is our ultimate wish.
Okay.
The whole, distance.
Okay.
We're going to
we can't do this right now.
We already asked for that.
So instead of start, like, at the other end, to go that way.
I know how hard it is to get this to happen, and I have this little, like, I have a little bunny, like, we want this, please, so can we have this section? If we could get more, we'll go here, and if we ultimately get here. Mm-hmm. But I am so thrilled that he stood here and told you guys it's going to happen.
Yes, okay.
That I want to get, while it's still fresh in his mind, I want to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once he starts, he's going to finish.
We can get it to our teacher.
Well, and Megan, I asked him, too, how long are we talking, years in between the two of these? And he said no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right now, we literally are not allowed to pay. It'd be like if we went by your property and said, can we pay across your property?
Yeah.
We don't have the permission.
No, but he said it wouldn't take years to finish that. So,
he said it's an easy, it's an easy one.
Right.
So.
If someone wants to make a motion on this, I think we're talking about between Cree and Mojave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they can get it all the way to Artesia, cool.
Yeah.
I'll motion that we do the project from Cree to was it Artesia? I'll motion for that.
Would we have Artesia? Is that
that's
still in a question?
I can say
up to Artesia.
I can say to Artesia, and then our fallback position could be to Mojave. How about that? Okay. Yeah. And it may be worth their time when they're out here paving to go as far as they can go. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
We have a motion on the table to approve the building from Cree to Artesia with up to Mojave. If that is not the Artesia is not an option. All in favor of this?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
All right. The other thing I thought of is. And it happened, it all came up after the agenda, so I was able to put it on there. I know Roy Shelton passed away earlier this year, and I was approached. I didn't know that either for quite a while. So I have been approached about naming the field here, the baseball field, for Roy Shelton.
He fought for a long time.
He did. And so unless there's any objection, and you don't have to, if there's something I need to know, you can contact me separately. The commissioner, I talked to the commissioner about it. He was supportive of it. There's a whole naming process to name a facility. So unless I have objections, I don't have it on the agenda to vote on. We're going to move ahead with that process. So please, I'll put it out on Facebook too, just see. There may be something I don't know about, but that's what we'll do.
He fought a long time.
Well, I can tell you from my perspective because I was the athletic director the entire time. Not only did he fight for it, he helped get the funds for it. We had service projects with the boys down there to put things in. He made contacts with people in minor league baseball to get dirt and the clay out here. And every home game, he was always there to make sure that the fields were lined.
Yeah,
and he even added, if you paid attention to the details, he added some flair and little snake designs into his chalk. So, I mean, there was, it wasn't just the base. He went above and beyond his love of baseball and his love of the kids up at the school were exemplified in his actions. And so I would say from my perspective, I would have no issues with that at all. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
It's usually, a beautiful idea.
And he was usually cooking hot dogs and
hamburgers. And then he did, well, and that was the other side of it, and he supported all of our other athletic programs. Through cooking and
his own money too.
Yeah, he did. He put a lot of time and effort, a lot of things that people did not see that made some of our athletic advances as nice as they were.
He donated a lot of his time, took away from his own business to make that
work. I'm sure if you guys could find any objections to it.
Okay. Yeah, the way things are these days, I just want to make sure it's put out there in case there was something that I didn't know about, because I haven't been out here, you know, all that long. So I will put that through. There will be a sign, and I need to find out where the funding for that will come from. But hopefully we can have some sort of ceremony, maybe. When does baseball season start?
That's in the spring, so they start practicing in kind of late February,
okay.
Early March.
I was thinking, like,
And I also think this year we've got enough guys that are interested in baseball. I think we're going to have our baseball team back.
Cool.
So
that'd be great.
That's kind of how it's looking at the moment.
Cool. All right. How's that good? Anything else?
Thank you. All right. We'll move on to agenda item number 8. This is comments by the general public. And it's a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction that will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by a board or council by majority vote. Do you have any public comment?
My name is Gwen Doty, GWENDOTY. What does it say?
Why are you?
That's enough.
You're good, just go ahead.
Say what?
Why are you standing? That's what we want to know.
Because my butt hurts. I don't sit good. Are my 3 minutes started? Okay, I'm here tonight to make the residents of our valley know, aware of the situation. And that is that we possibly could lose our store stuff / post office. Kay Searle passed away a few months back. She's been out here serving our valley for over 20 years, way before that, but I know for sure 20 years. She's operated the post office store stuff. To let you know, the post office does not pay Kay Searle, and now her daughter Amy and her husband Kim enough money for anything. They're under a limited contract. The funding and the monies that come into that business do not come from the post office, U.S. post office. Kay, out of the goodness of her heart, served this valley selflessly and gave and gave and gave, because that's the kind of person she was. She was a giver. She was not a taker. She was not a business person. She operated that store on credit cards. That horrendous debt has now transferred to her daughter and her husband. They are trying desperately to maintain operations of the store. When I became aware of that, Gail Beckman, we decided we would put together this fundraiser potluck in behalf of Kay and in an effort. It will be October 23rd at the Senior Center from 5 to 7 p.m. $7 donation is requested, and we're asking, it's a potluck, so whatever you bring is what you're going to eat. soups and stews and chili and desserts and breads, whatever you would like. We are soliciting donations for this. If any of you would like to make a cash donation, you can talk to me. We have a gal that's in charge of that. We have received some really good outside support from some vendors. The biggest thing is just make your community aware that they are struggling. And hate to rain on somebody's parade, but when the Dollar Tree, if the Family Dollar Tree opens, it's going to seriously, seriously impact the store and stuff. We may still lose the store. But we need to support them more. They handle 100 packages, and if that goes up to 200 or more during the holidays. Those packages that they handle down there, they get no compensation for. It's a free service to all of us, for us to just go down there and pick up our packages from the Prime or FedEx or even U.S. Mail comes there. So we put up a tip jar. If everybody that gets a package from that store would donate 50 cents or a dollar, that would help greatly. And if we use their business more, buy things from them, I mean, she can't supply anything. But we just need to be aware that they need our help. Our community needs to support that store. It's a service to us. Because if they close, this is where you're going to go to get your mail. Jean and Las Vegas.
We're coming up on our time here.
Okay, so that's the end. Please come. Please get the word out.
Thank you. Do we have other comments? Yes, Dale.
Dale Beckman, I put out happenings up here, and a little bit of a piggyback on saving store and stuff. The American Legion is sponsoring a 50-50 drawing where people can purchase tickets. They're $1 each or six for $5. And then what happens is the money at the end gets split from the person who gets the winning ticket, and the other half of but in this case, it's going to go to the store and stuff. Saving.
The post office.
Well, we can't say the post office because that's considered the government side of it.
Okay.
So we have to say any donations are actually going to store and stuff. So we have to differentiate that legally. So that's why we're calling it that. And I just want to mention that the cultural exchange we had in September, though we had no water, meaning no restrooms, we only had one electrical plug, which is two plug-ins. We were still able to have, thanks to Beth at Valley Electric, they donated, she got some porta-potties out here. Parks and Rec came through with more porta-potties and a hand-washing station in time. Food Share Program donated the use of their fridge and freezer for things we needed. And we ended up with 30 to 35 horses in the horse parade. First time other towns put on a horse parade, there's been like six or seven. And I'm waiting at the end of the road, seeing just a few people come down courts and didn't realize they're riding the horses through the back property. So there ended up being about 30. So it was really fun. And about 100 people attended the event. So thank you to Beth. Thank you to Don from Food Share. Thank you to Megan for putting me in touch with Shauna Bradley, who through this process ended up getting the other three plugs corrected. So now we have 8 outlets in the park where anybody's putting on a future event. And then lastly, Trunk or Treat is Halloween night. The Legion is putting together a haunted house. And evidently we're going to have adult monsters for kids to chase with like Nerf swords and things like that. So rather than we voted to not have the costume contest this time, we're having some other games and things to keep them entertained and wear them out. So I think that is all I have. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry, and then we got $20 for the hot sauce contest for the fire department. We made it to where they would earn that, and our hot sauce contest wasn't so hot because it wasn't hot enough, even for the kids. And I have this place called Pepper Palace that recommends stuff. So anyway, we won a little bit something for them, but, and they're not here still, right?
Okay. All right, thank you. Uh-huh. Do we have any other comments? I'll add just one thing really quick that I forgot when we were talking about school stuff. We're trying to be better on Facebook about posting.
I've noticed.
However, because we've had a lot of changes, this year's been a little bit different as far as athletics go. The up-to-date schedule is always on the school website. So if you go to sandyvalleyschool.com And if you go to the athletic, the main schedule is on the front page there. If you go to the athletics section, though, it will answer almost any question that you have about athletics. I revamped it. Ellie kind of helped me out with some stuff. We bounced some ideas around. So that should provide a good source of information. And between the two of us, we try to keep it up to date on a daily basis. So,
and our last home football game is the 28th?
28th, okay. Correct. Yeah, so we'll have our final home volleyball and football games.
Volleyball's the same day?
Yeah, so that'll be at 4 o'clock. That's actually one that changed.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And that'll be up at the school, and then football down at Keystone Field at 6 p.m.
Thanks.
And I believe they're going to hold their senior night as well to recognize all of our seniors that are on the teams. So. All right, do we have any other comments?
We're going to have church in the park on Sunday here at 11 o'clock from the Log Cabin Church, so everybody's invited to come. We're going to provide a little, like, sandwich sack lunch, and Sandy Valmisky's going to provide a drink to go with that.
Thank you. Yes?
My name's Bill Newsom. I drive the shuttle bus. Everybody pretty well knows me. We're having a fall festival on the 29th. We're having hay rides and games and pie contests and pie auctions and bonfire afterwards. 4 to 8. And at Sandy Valley Community Church. That's on Friday, the 29th.
Thank you very much. All right, our next meeting date will be November 9th, 2021. This meeting is adjourned.
No, there's one belongs to Clark County Fire Department. And they're all, these are all combined. But this, I think this first one is right of way. The right of way goes here. So these are three different owners, and I think this is Clark County Fire Department. So it may not be a big deal to contact these people.
If the first one all the way across is right of way, then you can do it anyway.
Right. So, but you have to look at it. And, you know, that one's not clear. Up to here, it's clear.
Right.
You know.
I'm just thinking because these things haven't. No one's even considered building anything on it since the 1920s. They may have let them go back to the state for taxes.
No, they're not. They're owned. This, these two, three, these are owned by three different people.
Well, they bought them all and put them together separately.
So it's
they must have been combined a long time.
But, I mean, on the outside,
I mean, you couldn't do anything with it. Yeah,
their other bathroom is somewhere over in your baby's place.
Yeah, by the cemetery. It's kind of interesting when you look at it. It's just like the road. Yeah, the road is almost completely on the north side of the line. So, and then down here it gets a little more, and then where the jog is. I'm pretty sure it's still within the right of way. But this is BLM too. So, and to me, crossing. I'm pretty darn sure.